Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Keeping It Real, Hot and Fresh with Zach, Tommy, and we finally got our girl Tori back. Tori, what's up?
Not much.
How you feeling?
I'm fine.
You fine? Well, why don't you say, what is wrong with you? You don't say I'm fine. What's going on?
Nothing. I ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing nothing. Well, anyway, so we're back, people. And it's another Monday, and I don't know about these Mondays. What do y'all like this Monday spot?
Do what now?
I said, do y'all like this Monday spot? I mean, you know, it's like Monday after the weekend. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but after my weekend, you know, I'm trying to get my mind together, and Mondays, it don't ever work for me. You know what I'm saying? I be trying, to get into the work of things, but it never work. Do it work for y'all?
No, I don't have to drive. I have to get into the work of anything.
Oh. Really?
Really.
How is that going for you?
I sleep very well.
Well, you know, well, I know people who actually have who actually does that for a profession, except for the only difference is, huh?
What, sleep?
Yeah, except for the only difference is they're actually getting paid for it. Are you getting paid?
Who are these people? So I can get on where they're working at.
Something. They get paid. Except for the only thing is, you know, they're being guinea pigs for people.
Oh, you're talking about those prostitutes you've been messing with? They get paid to sleep with you?
Well, Dad, well, you keep passing them my way, so.
Well, you always like my floppy seconds. I got to hand them down somewhere.
Oh, my God. Anyway, people, people out there listening, I hope you're having a good day today. We're bringing it to you live here. Just before we go into our topic, did y'all see the debate?
No, I actually missed it. I was doing something at the time.
Oh.
I wanted to watch it, though.
Why are y'all missing the debate? Well, I mean, I really can't talk because, I mean, I haven't really been into it really either. But
you haven't been into it, but since I missed it on accident, I ain't gonna say on accident because I really had something to do.
Later. What do you have to do that was so important?
What?
I said, what do you have to do that was so important?
I was helping somebody move.
Ah. Well, anyway, well, you missed a good debate because for one thing, a lot of highlights. I'm pretty sure people that saw it know is McCain. He never looked at Obama, not once. Not once when they was talking the whole time. He didn't look at him. He just, like, looked at the reporter or either out in the audience. He never looked at him, not once. And then he kept always, you know, saying stuff like, you know, Obama, oh, he just don't understand. And, you know, he won't make a good president because he don't understand this and understand that. And I'm like, is that all? I mean, is that his defense to always to try to, you know, put Obama down? It was really crazy. And then now, but the best part of the debate to me is McCain was wearing this bracelet, and he was like, well, you know, see, Obama, he don't understand because, like, this lady gave me this bracelet, and then she was like, you know, her son had died, so she wants to make sure that her son didn't die in vain, so she wants me, you know, to make sure that America keeps fighting or whatever. And then so Obama was like, okay, well, I got a bracelet too. And then this lady told me that she wants me to stop the war so that other moms won't have to go through what she went through. So it was kind of funny. It was a good debate. McCain tried to make him look stupid, but it didn't work. Obama is still rocking. And have y'all heard this stuff about whenever you go vote, make sure you don't wear one of their shirts?
Yeah, no Obama, no Obama clothing or like hats and stuff like that.
I'm like, they are doing anything to make. I mean,
that. But the funny thing is they didn't say don't wear no McCain stuff. They said don't wear no Obama stuff. They never ever brought up McCain. It was always Obama. You can't wear Obama hats and you can't wear Obama shirts. But it's okay to wear the McCain stuff. Just some old Republican tricks.
Exactly. So you know who, exactly. So you know who behind that, just like you said. The Republicans.
Republican Party.
All right, people. Well, you called in to hear a topic, and let's get on into that topic. Okay, so tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to educate everyone on how to commit a crime, not just any crime, a major crime, and get out scot-free. So I'm pretty sure some of y'all are wondering what is the remedy to that, and it's quite simple. The only thing you really have to do is be a celebrity. That's all you got to do, because these days, these celebrities are getting off scot-free. I mean, they just committing crimes. They ain't doing no time. And if they do time, it ain't that long. It's like really petty things. Don't y'all agree?
Yep.
It's silly. Anyway, so I've been doing my research
for pretty much anything where they get off.
Exactly. I mean, and I think it's bad because, like, if you think of, like O.J. Simpson, I mean, you know, going back to, like, you know, with Nicole and everything, that was kind of crazy. And then, he just, you know what I mean, all that court time for what? Just going to get off scot-free? I don't know. Been a little bit. I've been doing my homework, and y'all tell me what y'all think of this right here. Okay, so I got four people here. Okay, the first one I got is T.I. So, you know T.I., he had that little thing with the guns and everything, weapons and stuff. Okay, so let's see. I got Grammy Award winning rapper T.I. walked out of a federal court on $3 million bond on Friday, 2 weeks after he was arrested in a weapons case that could see him jailed for 30 years. 30 years. Okay, so the judge, Judge Alan Baberman, ordered that he remain at his home in Henry County, Georgia, and submit to having his precise whereabouts monitored both electronically and by a private surveillance company. Okay, so he's being monitored, and yeah, okay. So anyway, but the funny thing about this is he still got visitors. His girlfriend, she was allowed to reside on his property. You know, he could still have visitors. I mean, which is basically right. But then the thing that gets me is it went on to say that I think the judge said you are going to be under home incarceration that is going to be governed by an active GPS, which is global positioning system, at your cost. So anyway, so Baberman told T.I., warning him not to have any contact with potential witnesses in the case. Okay, so then the judge also told T.I. that he was free to find appropriate work, and his lawyer said he would work at a music studio in his home. So, my question is, okay, so he was found with these weapons, you know, these guns or whatever. And see, now the thing is, that don't surprise me. I mean, because he's telling you what he do in his videos if people ain't listening. So what do y'all think about that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got caught, and he's still making videos, still living for it. I mean, he paid a little bit. We had to pay, but what if it was you, Tori? I mean, what if you was riding around with guns and explosives in your car? Would you be hosting this show right now?
I doubt it. they probably locked me up on day two.
Exactly. And
but my opinion on the whole system. I mean, the way the system is so crooked, if you ask me. People killing people, getting less time than people that are selling drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You got people that's killing people, they give 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, and to me, killing somebody is killing somebody. It shouldn't be no less of time. You don't took somebody's life. So everybody that killed somebody, unless it was truly self-defense, like where somebody was literally trying to kill you and you killed them, I don't understand why people get different sentence terms. And then we putting all the drug dealers in jail, and we take the sex offenders out and put them on the streets. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. They get out through the same crime. I'd rather have somebody on my corner selling drugs than somebody that's just going to rape children in the neighborhood. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean,
people,
you are so right.
People got whether they want to buy drugs or not. It ain't like somebody on the corner, everybody in the neighborhood, I got to buy from that person. And I'm not condoning people to sell drugs, but what I'm saying is, like, the way the system is totally backwards. It's, I mean, you getting more time nowadays for stuff that really ain't as important to me as if somebody's life or children. People molesting people and all this stuff going on, these people are not getting what the time that they deserve to me. And it's like they're getting off. That's why they keep, you find the same people keep doing the same thing over and over. It's because they already know the punishment they're going to get. So why not keep on doing that? They done been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? They're not afraid to go back to jail or prison again. So, I mean, they get in there and do the time. We as taxpayers paying for people to sit in prison, watch TV, and live weights. And, I mean, it's so prison. The way prison is now, to me, that's not prison. You want somebody to suffer for something they did, they shouldn't be allowed to watch cable TV. All those rights should be taken away. You shouldn't be sitting, I mean, it's homeless people that got less privileges than people in prison. So, I mean, the whole system to me is just very, very odd. I mean, it's got a lot to do with, it's a lot of racism and a lot of stuff still out there. And, I mean, certain people do things and can get off, and then another person might do the same thing, and they get life in prison or the electric chair. I mean, it's just crazy.
I think it should be one flat, you know, system that it should go by, instead of this man getting 50 years of life or two consecutive life sentences for the same crime that this man getting 20 years for.
Right.
And then, of course, you have people that do
kill somebody. If you kill somebody and it's not self-defense, then everybody should get the same amount of time. You should not, I don't think you should be able to kill somebody and be out of prison in 6 years.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you out living your life again. What's 6 years? Let's say you kill somebody at 32. You back out on the streets before you 40. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's how I work.
You got to think about this, too, though. There are a lot of innocent people in prison. I'm not talking about the people where you go there and say, how many of y'all didn't do it, and everybody's raising their hands. I'm talking about some actually innocent people that spend their life in prison, and they might get out in 20 or 30 years, and then what do? The prison pays you, like, I forget how much money. I'm not talking about what you actually work for in there. I think you get paid that, too, but they actually give you money that you missed out on while you was locked up. But that's not no compensation to what you went through in there. I mean, your life is gone. I think a little lump sum money.
Right, and then not only that, people go in prison. Let's say somebody go to prison innocent, and they in there, they're innocent, and they know they're innocent, and they're fighting off rapists, murderers, and all this other stuff. And you go in there innocent, and you might have to kill somebody just to keep your own life. Then you come out as a murderer. Went in innocent, and you come out just as bad of a criminal as anybody else that went in there.
But how they
I mean,
now
the
is
system,
if you kill somebody in prison, you get charged for that, too. You get another murder charge on top of that. Because when you're in prison now, anything you do in there, you get recharged for.
Well, I mean, if you're already in prison, I mean, you ain't getting out for 13 years anyway. You already have then, I mean, you really won't be, you really... To me, you really ain't really looking forward to that because I just don't see it.
Yeah, but I mean, you go prison.
But you got to understand, when you're in prison, people are going to try you. And if you walk around like ain't nobody going to hurt you or do anything to you, then you're in the wrong place. I've never been, but that's how it is out here. So
I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, some people might say, well, you should never be in that situation. But, you know, things happen, and you just end up getting screwed behind it. And at the same time, you're in prison. you might have to kill somebody to keep them from doing something to you, but at the same time, you still get charged for it. So protecting your life is costing you time.
Well, either way, that goes back to what I said. You can go in innocent and come out a murderer. And then not only that, to me, it seems like if you don't have money, a lot of people that's in prison don't have the money to really get their case reviewed like it should be, or something happened to the evidence where it got missing and all that stuff like that. I don't understand why they don't have, like, volunteer forensic team. You know what I'm saying? Find out the truth and get that person out of that situation if they're innocent. It shouldn't be that hard.
I was watching this program on TV where cops said that they can make people say they did it even if they didn't. They'll talk to you in a way that you end up saying, yeah, I did it, and you didn't actually do it. And they know these people are innocent, but they just want somebody to actually put the crime on. And this was actual cops saying that they do this. So you can imagine how many people are sitting in prison behind something they had nothing to do with.
If somebody interrogates you for 7 hours in a room, and they keep asking you the same question, just word it differently, or they'll say something like, well, after you were so-and-so, well, after you were hiding in the bushes, then you stabbed so-and-so. So he was like, I wasn't in the bushes, and then they keep on saying it. And then before you know, he was like, well, I was in the bushes, and then I stabbed him. That done just made you say what you really didn't do. So, I mean, that's possible, too. So, I mean, it's a lot to do with it. Unless you got blood on your hands, you shouldn't be interrogating us 7 hours.
But they want somebody to blame for it, so they're going to get somebody.
Well,
it's just so
about the prison system and how it works and just the bad ways of it. Please give us a call 646-200-3136 and let us know your thoughts on this. So, Tori, so earlier what you said, I definitely agree with you. Whenever you said that it's stupid, whenever. You know what I'm saying? They be wasting time picking all these drug dealers, you know, people who smoke marijuana. I mean, that's a waste of time. I mean, you gonna put people in jail. I mean, all that, I mean, just wasting jail space for something like marijuana whenever, like you said, you know, people done killed somebody, you know, killed somebody, done molested somebody, you know, done stole or whatever. And then it is like they're, the cops are too worried about the people who's doing drugs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they really...
Right, and I mean, right here in our own town, we got unsolved mysteries where people have been killed, and we still have not found the killers. I mean, so it's very odd to see that how many drug busts we got going on in this town. And, I mean, we can find who's selling drugs, but we can't find who's killing people. You see what I'm saying?
I think you shouldn't put people up. With the overpopulation of the jails and prisons, I think you shouldn't lock people up for, like, weed, personal use of weed. I mean, if they got bags on to the point where they're selling, yeah, I mean, you can lock them up. But if somebody's got a little bag on them, ain't no point in taking them to jail for that. Take it from them, I mean, let them go. Give them a warning or whatever. Next time, you can put them in jail for maybe 30 days.
But what I'm saying is, like,
5 years for a bag of weed.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, there's people in jail right now probably doing 10 or more years of some drugs when you got people that killing people that ain't even getting that time. You see what I'm saying? So the way the system seems is if they would rather lock people up for selling drugs versus somebody that's been killing somebody. I don't understand the system at all. And I've had someone point something out to me one time. They said, you know how when you're in court, you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Right.
And if we're living in a nation under God, why are we killing people with electric chair and stuff? You see what I'm saying?
No,
it's in the Bible, thou shalt not kill. Why are we doing electric chair?
I know.
It's like contradicting each other.
Yeah, because and then the electric chair is very, like, I mean, because how in the world can you determine if somebody deserves to die? you know, that's kind of, I don't know.
Right. If to me, if you feel like someone needs to die, they need to be in lockdown 24 hours a day, 23 hours a day, or whatever. That's, to me, that's the punishment.
Right, without
somebody that never sees light except one hour a day. I mean, you literally crack up, probably won't kill yourself. And, I mean, that'll be punishment enough, but to put somebody in an electric chair, I think the worst thing to me would be to send somebody to death, and then after you done killed them, you find out they were innocent.
All they do is apologize to people.
I'm sorry, it's an accident. I apologize, please. Or, like, some cases, whenever people be in jail 40 to 50 years and then kind of find out they was innocent. Oh, man, can you imagine that?
That would make me, I think I'd do an episode snap. I'd be locked up and somebody found out I'm innocent and I've been in prison 40 or 50 years. I would literally snap. I think I'd go back and just get everybody.
Right, and then all they say is sorry. Sorry. Oh, okay, but to kind of redirect the show back to the topic, okay, tell me what do y'all actually think of this. Let me read this one. I have one on OJ now. You know OJ, he's back in a mess too with the guns too.
OJ need to get somewhere to sit down because I don't think he ain't learned his lesson. I mean, if your wife got killed, okay, you got out of that one. But you would think after that, you wouldn't want the spotlight on you no more. Why are you in trouble again, OJ? Come on, get somewhere and sit down. Do it take somebody younger than you to tell you to get somewhere and sit down? I tell you the truth. I think sometimes people with money just don't know what to do. Now, they take all that money they got and run through the hood and throw it out the windows. I know what to do with it more than they would.
But what he's on now is, you know, he's on those kidnapping charges, those armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, conspiracy with charges. What's wrong with him? Is he, I mean, I don't get a
look,
he don't feel like.
Hey, Zach. He must ain't talk to Michael. He need to get out of town. He better see what Michael doing. I hope Michael somewhere where it ain't nothing but some girls.
Well,
with no little boy.
I heard he's moving to Europe or something like that.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he stole Neverland. He got up out.
Well, he had to steal Neverland though, because he was behind in like tax payments or something like that, and some guys from Europe bought it.
Oh wow!
They were fans of Michael Jackson. They bought it.
Mm-hmm. But look, but you know, well, what do y'all think about R. Kelly? You know, he did a interview on BET. You know, and they would ask him about, you know, have you ever been with a teenage girl? And then he's like, teenager, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean by that? Yeah, he don't know what they're talking about. And then I was reading that let's see, that he could have got to 15 years for that videotape. And then, you know what, as time went on, it's like people forgot. I know I forgot. They drug that thing out for 6 years. Now, see, now here's my question to y'all. Okay, now, one of us, you know what I'm saying, you know, messing with an underage person. Do you have to, I don't think that they're going to drag our stuff up in those 6 years, but it is so funny what money can do. And then he gets off scot-free. How did that happen? Can y'all explain that to me?
Money. Well, you know they had this whole thing about the girl having $107,000 put into her account. So now they're trying to say that, I think they're trying to say that he paid her to be quiet about that. Their whole family's under investigation.
It's just, I don't know. I think we have a caller, people. Is the caller in the 919 area? Are you with us?
Oh, I am.
Oh, well, hey, welcome to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with Zach, Tori, and Tommy. Are you up to date? Are you up to what's going on with our topic tonight?
Well, actually, yeah. I called in like 15 minutes ago, and I guess it just registered. I've just been kind of listening to all of this since then.
Oh. Okay, so, Carl, so what do you think about this? I mean, basically, we're kind of on two things here. We're kind of on how the prison system is, And then we're also talking about, you know, tonight's topic, which is, you know, just how celebrities, you know, they get caught with guns and molesting. You know, they go to court. You know, they pay all the dues. But some of them just walk right out of court and see a happy day like nothing happened. I mean, you know, they got a few bags under their eyes and more wrinkles, but I don't know. It seems like, you know, one of us, I don't think that we'll be walking out and seeing another happy day for a while, or if ever. What do you think about this caller? And also, what's your name?
Well,
Derek.
This is Derek from Raleigh.
Derek, what do you think about this?
Okay, well, let me backtrack just a little bit, because I was listening to what you guys were saying about the penal system and prison and the drug laws and all of that. And I agree. I agree wholeheartedly that people or that the law isn't equitable when it comes to how we treat criminals. And one of the questions I want to bring up is that the other host said that, you know, we were trying to punish people or to make them. I think one of the questions we need to ask is do we want our penal system to be about punishment, or do we want it to be about reform? Do we want to send people away because we want them to suffer? I think that was the word. Do we want to make them suffer? Because that's illegal. I mean, the Constitution says that cruel and unusual punishment, so we can't send people away to make them suffer regardless of what the crime is. Or do we want it to really be about changing people's minds and attitudes about how they view society? And we got to remember why these people are there. Majority of these people there are young African-American males. And they're there because of a variety of reasons. It's mainly social ills or bad parenting ills or whatever you want to blame it on. And some of them are there just because they're schmucks and they committed crimes and they need to be there. But I think if we catch some little kid, you know, some 19-year-old kid selling crack or selling weed on the corner, do we want to put him away for, you know, 13, 15 years and take that away from his life? I mean, he becomes a bitter individual and he learns all kinds of tricks of the trade. To be a better criminal when he comes out. And I thought the whole point was we send these people away so that we can teach them that this is not the way to do it. Yes, there is punishment. You're being punished for something you did wrong. But within that punishment, do we not want to take these individuals and turn them into better people? I mean, we've got a captive audience. They're there. Where the hell are they going? So, in my opinion, you make them take classes. You teach them a viable trade. You make them learn how to be a better member of society once they come out. Now, obviously, there are violent criminals. There are people who are never going to get any better, who are just rotten to the core and need to be there. But the majority of these people are not. I mean, the Rockefeller drug laws, which, you know, were instituted in my home state in 1973, New York by Nelson Rockefeller. I mean, maybe all of these minor, which were then minor crimes. I mean, you could get caught with drugs, and you went to court, you got a slap on the wrist, and they tried to help you out, sent you to rehab or whatever. They became felonies. It became like this whole thing. And I think that's part of the problem is that we're taking crimes that, oh yeah, yes, they're crimes. Yes, drugs are a big problem. But people are going to buy drugs anyway. So if you're an addict, you're going to find some way to get your drugs, whether or not this particular dealer is there or not. You're going to find them. I just think we need to make laws more equitable so that people who commit these violent crimes, crimes against children or murder or what have you, that they get more time, and that we keep these people off of the streets and the psychopaths off of the streets, and that we take these people who are just committing crimes of economic chance, you know, just trying to make a buck because they dropped out of school and they don't have a better education or whatever the case may be. I mean, it needs to be more equitable.
And, you know, I highly agree with you because kind of like what you said, I mean, and now I don't agree with drug use or anything, but I do see, I mean, it is silly to put somebody in jail for drugs. I mean, really. And then another thing, you know, like, let's say, you know, I was dealing drugs or using drugs, you know, and then I get caught, and, you know, they need to think about, you know, you're putting somebody who was doing drugs in jail, and kind of like what you said earlier, you know, with these crazy, I mean, these real crazy people who have killed people and murdered, you know, and you know, just tortured people, and then you're putting someone who was maybe just selling drugs in there with these people, and then like you said, yeah, that will mess them up. And so really, it's like you're just creating more psychopaths. It's kind of like what you said. So,
well, I mean, do you realize that the original Rockefeller drug law said that the judge was in, the statutes will require judges to impose sentences of 15 years to life for anyone convicted of selling 2 ounces or possessing 4 ounces of a narcotic drug, meaning typically it was cocaine or heroin. That's ridiculous. 15 years to life.
Is there a caller there? Caller?
And there are people who have committed murder who get charged quicker than that.
I guess you lost my caller. But, yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I just think that our laws, and we vote for these laws or not vote, and by not voting, that's casting a vote for the opponent, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, these are things that we need to look into as people, as citizens of this country. It's very important that we know what's going on, and we generally typically don't until it hits home. Now, you know, like I said, and Jack, you said you're not a proponent of drugs. I don't judge anybody. Do what you want. As long as you don't harm anybody else, I think you should be allowed to get as high as you want, as drunk as you want, or go to church as much as you want, or whatever. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, you're allowed to do whatever you want to yourself. That's my opinion. But I understand we have laws against these things. And yes, selling drugs is illegal. There is a law against. We as society have decided that this is something we don't necessarily think should be done. So there should be punishments for it, absolutely. But there should also be, on top of the punishments, I believe there should also be, if we don't want this to happen and we don't think this is an acceptable behavior, then we need to teach these, especially the younger people, especially these kids that are going to jail, we need to teach them what the acceptable behavior is. I mean, we're always talking about how we can punish these people for doing the wrong things, but how often do we teach them what is the right thing? I mean, you know, you've served your time, you've done your punishment, and then we send you right back out there with no coping skills, with no social skills. So all you know is what you went in with and whatever you learned while you was in there, which I'm sure you picked up some really good tips on how to, you know, be an even better criminal. Why aren't we teaching people how to be better citizens? Why aren't we teaching young men how to be better fathers? Why aren't we teaching people how to be more productive in society? If that's the barometer and we want you to be a better citizen, then we need to teach you how to be a better citizen.
Right. So a quick question. Okay. So to add on to that, now some people, you know, kind of like what I was saying earlier about the celebrities, you know, some people, they may look at, you know, some people really just focus on these celebrities and, you know, what they do and stuff, and they try to be like them, some people. So a lot of people may commit crimes because they may see their favorite rapper or favorite celebrity doing it, thinking, you know, I mean, really silly thinking that they might have the same outcome. Do you think that, you know, somebody like the rapper T.I. could have an effect on certain people?
I absolutely do, and I'm glad you happen to mention T.I. in particular, because as everybody knows, he is scheduled to. I mean, this is a 28-year-old guy. He's what, got 5 kids. He's been to jail before. I've heard his stuff, but it's not like, you know, I'm a big proponent of his stuff because I don't agree with the message. But I have to say that this is an example of somebody who may have learned from his lesson. I mean, he's got a new album coming out, Portrayal, I think it's called. And none of it is anything like the other stuff, from what I understand. I mean, he's trying to specifically talk about drugs and guns in a fashion that, you know, it's not part of his life anymore. He has to serve his time. He's got 1,000 hours of community service he's got to do, and then I think he goes, he has to serve his time in March or whatever, sometime next spring. But at least he's got an awareness, a consciousness that, okay, this may not be the best idea. And I have kids, and I need to start thinking about something else outside of myself. I mean, even with Justin Timberlake, they've got a cut that they're doing on this new album. So I'm not sure, and I'm not promoting the album, don't get me wrong in any fashion. I mean, I don't know one thing or another about rap music. However, I have read a lot of stuff about this, and from what I've read, the conventional wisdom is that this guy is trying to make amends for what he's done. He's growing up, he's learning, and I think that's a good thing. He should go to jail. He should serve his time. He committed a crime. But, you know, I am very optimistic about it as of this point, from what all the things that I've read. Now, I don't know what he's actually going to do. This could all be bullshit. We're talking, you know, for publicity's sake. But from what I've read, it seems like this young man is actually trying to make a difference in his life and to make life better for his kids. And the fact that he is a rapper, he is a role model for millions of American kids and kids all over the world, and to whom much is given, much is expected. And he's got a lot. You know, he's going to do a little bit of time, but when he comes out, he'll still have his millions of dollars, he'll still have his mansions and his cars and his bling bling. So he should think about that kind of stuff. You know, nothing is free. He's got all of that, and that's wonderful, but you are your brother's keeper, so he needs to think about that. And I think he's starting to get to that point.
So, Tommy Tor, what do y'all know?
I think people shouldn't be so easily influenced by the things they hear, especially in games and even hip-hop and all that. Don't listen to somebody just because they're saying they sold drugs and they got a teardrop on their face and you think they kill people, so you think that's something you should do because you want to be hard.
Right.
Don't be influenced by the crap people say. You need to be your own person. And people that are influenced by that kind of thing, maybe you should find something else to listen to.
Right. And then it's kind of sad that people are amused by crimes and drama. You know, that's something that's... It amuses people, you know. They want.
And the funny thing about it is, though, that as much trouble as they get into, it doesn't actually make them look bad. It makes them more famous and all of that.
That's true.
As where.
Well, that's because there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah. Unless you're an average person.
The thing is no matter what they're saying about you, as long as they're talking about you, that's what's important. So. And my point is if that's the importance, as long as your name is in the headlines, then wouldn't you rather it be in the headlines as something positive than something negative?
Yeah, that'd be nice, but for people in, like, the rap game, if you want to come from the streets and seem all hard, that's probably not the way to go for them. You don't want to be known for doing all these nice things and all that, because that takes your credibility away. At least that's how people will see it. Of course, I would prefer him out there doing something good or whatever, because I don't really feed into all of that gangster, hardcore, gang member stuff.
But I blame you know, middle America, and I'm probably going to get all kinds of flack for this, but, you know, rap is much bigger in middle America, in the heartland, amongst these, you know, just average white bread American kids, because it's cool. Because we have, I mean, originally rap was just a way of us young people saying from the inner cities, getting a voice. And it turned into something that became just cool, and it took a turn for the worse, in my opinion. that, you know, it was cool to be a thug. It was cool to be the bad. It was cool to sell drugs. It was cool to kill people. It was cool to do all that.
It was a cool,
and so, and with, well, look at MTV. Look at the
oh, yeah, I know, but
magazines that are out there. I mean, look at the press.
Yeah, I know.
These rappers have become multi-millionaires.
Some bad. I mean, thugs used to be, you know, representing something bad. Now it's like everybody, you know, you gotta be a thug, you gotta do this. And then it's just funny. It's like now people. I never knew thugs was fashionable. You know, now thugs, they wear this, they wear Tim boots, they wear fitted ball caps, they wear jackets. Really? I thought a thug was just. I didn't know a thug cared that much. So, I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, young people are there. They have the wrong idea, and I'm sorry, it does come from the media. I mean, I know a lot of people try to say, well, no, it's not the media, it's the parents' fault. It is part of the parents' fault, but it's also the media fault, because you're putting this stuff on TV. This is all you sing and rap about and do. Of course, you want people to watch you. Of course, people are going to watch you, and, I mean, there's, you know, little kids are watching this. You know, they don't really know no better, and they're going by this. So, yeah, they're definitely just setting it up wrong for people, young kids especially.
But at the same time,
there's enough blame to go around.
Back when I was little, and to this day, I listen to T.I., 50 Cent. I listen to all, like, rap and hip-hop. But do I listen to the things they say and act upon it? No. You may look at the way I dress, and you might say, because I've had people think that I'm a gang member and all that kind of stuff, but I don't gangbang and all of that. I don't even get down with drugs or anything right there. But you shouldn't be influenced by what you hear.
That's not in TV.
Regardless of whether it's
well, you, that's, and with all due respect, I think that's an unrealistic point of view. I haven't listened to rap since Sugar Hill Gang, honest to God. But with now, with so much information coming into the homes, the cable television, which has, you know, a gazillion channels, and there's a channel devoted to anything you can imagine, and the internet, where I'm sure most kids who have internet, that they know more about the computer than their parents, and they can get around any blocks that are put on or whatever. There's just more information, magazines, television, billboards, you name it. It's just so much more information coming in, so it's a little unrealistic for us to say you should not influenced by that, because that's the whole point of advertising, is to influence us. What we need to do is to teach our kids what's important and what's not, so they know what's important and what to be influenced by, and set examples for them. I have no kids, but you still have to set examples for young people. Whether you have children or not, a lot of people say, well, I don't have any kids, so it's not my problem. Yeah, it is your problem, because these kids are going to grow up, and they're going to be the ones who are going to be making these decisions when you're an old person running this country. So we need to set an example for children, whether you have them or not.
People, they always want to be influenced on the negative things instead of the positive. It's funny how the negative always seems to win over the positive. But real quick, we have 60 more minutes in the show. Please call in. Give us your thoughts. People, 646-200-3136. Now, before kind of changing topics to another celebrity that I'm pretty sure we done buried in the ground, we kind of hinted on it earlier in the show. I want to kind of talk about Tory's boyfriend, Michael Jackson. But, I mean, y'all know that, okay, of course, we all know that he was indicted on 10 counts of allegedly molesting a then 13-year-old cancer patient, and then serving him wine, and then conspiring to hold him and his family captive. Okay, so of course y'all know, you know, the big court scene and stuff, and then all the counts and everything, and then presto, you're free.
I don't know if it was the money that set Michael Jackson free. I know he went pretty much broke behind that trial almost, but at the same time, a lot of it, you can't really say the kids are telling the truth, because I mean, you get people telling that, okay, Michael Jackson molested my kid, but yet the next lady is still sending her kid off to his house, and the next lady is sending her kid off to his house. Well, if you really and truly think that somebody might be messing with your children, you do any and everything possible not to have somebody else's child, like, messed around with. But people still send their kids over to him, and people still love him and don't think he did it. I don't know, and nobody never really will know, but hey, whatever. If he did it, he did it. He should pay for it if he did it, but if he didn't, what can you do?
Well, I think on that, I mean, I think most people have their opinions on Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, I love the guy. He breaks my heart. I think he needs help, serious help. I don't think it's ever going to come just because he is Michael Jackson. He's been sheltered in this cocoon all of his life, and he doesn't know a lot more. I mean, for all of his life, he's had people telling him what he wanted to hear, because they were all on his coattails. I mean, they were all making money off of him. So, you know, there's that whole thing. I'm more curious as to what people think. Just recently, there was a lawsuit against Michael Jackson, probably about 5 days ago, about this woman in a hospital in California who was dying, and Michael Jackson happened to come into the hospital for whatever reason. Now, this woman was 73 years old, had a heart attack. Michael Jackson was admitted to the hospital with flu-like symptoms. This was during, I forgot what it was, one of his trials or whatever the hell is going on in his life right now. But they moved her to another room, something less of what she needed, because of he came in. I'm not sure if the woman subsequently died or not or what happened, but I think that's horrible there just because, you know, he had a cold. That this woman who had a heart attack, 73 years old, was moved, and now they're suing the hospital, and it's this whole big deal. I mean, what do you guys think on that?
I think the fact that he's a celebrity, people might jump to do things, certain things like that for him, and if that did happen, that is messed up how, you know, they just push some ladies to the side and, you know, jump all over his case. And he's not even that serious. Even if it was that serious, I don't think you should do that, regardless of the fact that he's a celebrity. He's not going to get a higher hospital bill because he's a celebrity. He's doing the same thing. I feel it.
Yeah, I have to say, often, full disclosure, that the lawsuit has been dropped. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it did not happen. That might mean that he just wrote a big check.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what he did. They just go ahead and settle out of court and keep it out of the books. Anyways, that's how most celebrities try to handle things. They don't want people knowing how much money they paid out for stuff.
I don't know. I wish I could just sleep with a big celebrity just once. I don't care who it is, man, woman, fish, or fowl. At least I can just give me a payout once.
I can't say I agree with you there, but
but
you can have that dream.
I don't know, but you know, we look at TV and you know, we see all the things that these celebrities go through, you know, like Paris Hilton. Wow. That was really a jail sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? People like Paris Hilton are famous for being famous. She hasn't really done anything to be famous. She's just done a bunch of stupid stuff.
She hasn't done anything. I don't know what she did.
All the things she's got now, I think, is some kind of, like, handbag line or something like that. And some dog clothes, maybe. But that was before. She was already famous
She's pretty much what we used to call a celebutante. They're only famous because they are famous. Because they happen to be famous by association with her great-grandfather, who, you know, who was a very good man, and her family's name. That's it. I mean, you know, that's the only reason Paris Hilton is famous. Now, why we're really, as a collectively as a nation, are so interested in her, there's nothing about Paris Hilton. It says more about us as a people. I mean, why are people so interested in someone who's done nothing? I'm more interested in the life of Paul Newman, who we just lost on Friday, who I thought was an incredible person. Personally, a lot of people who got jobs who got work because of his foundations, you know, $100 million from some popcorn and salad dressing that has gone to all kinds of charities all over the world, has helped lots of people. I'm more interested in people like that. I mean, what the hell has Paris Hilton done to help anybody but Paris Hilton?
Exactly. I mean, I'm serious. All that she does is walk around and, you know, talk and brag about how many friends she got, how many parties she went to, how she got wasted. And then all that she does is grunt and see how many celebrities can she corrupt their lives.
And then I think she has to
don't get me wrong. I don't knock her for her life, okay? She's entitled to her life. She's got the money. She's entitled to do what she wants to do and to be as outrageous as she wants to be. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem is that the fact that we collectively, as a society, place so much significance into what she does, and the fact that she doesn't do anything that helps anybody else, it's a sad statement about us, I think.
Well, a lot of people are tuned into her, and a lot of people follow her every move, so what's to say about those people?
I don't see why. She hasn't done anything. And then the fact that Nicole Richie got skinny behind that whole Paris Hilton look, that like she like made her look fat or something like that. The fact that she got all bony behind all that, it's just, it's ridiculous.
She got bony because she's either anorexic or she's on the crash diet. I don't know, but nobody loses that much weight naturally.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like, Paris Hilton's supposed to be like 95 pounds. Well, Nicole Richie's got to be like 85, because she looks terrible.
I don't know, they all fall from grace if you ask me. But at least Britney's getting better. I mean, no, I'm saying, now Britney is getting her act together, slowly but surely.
Well, since we're talking about celebrities, what's going on with Whitney? I'm really concerned about. I mean, nobody's heard anything. She hasn't done anything. She hasn't been in the news, which is a good thing. So maybe she's pulling it together. I don't know. The last time I saw her, she looked relatively decent, but that was months and months and months ago. You know, ain't no telling what could have happened since then.
Tori, have you seen Whitney lately?
Sure. That's where we go. I lost her.
Oh, yeah, I lost her.
I actually saw her not too long ago. She looked pretty good, I have to say. And I think she's supposed to be working on a new album or something like that.
Yeah, and messing with her boy toy, Ray J. Kind of messes there. I mean,
don't see that as a good combination.
I don't either. I mean, that's just... I don't know. I can't even, I don't know. When it comes to Whitney, I don't know no more. That shit is lost. I mean, Bobby Brown, then you go to Ray J. But that's just like Mariah going to Nick Cannon.
I can't say I agree with the choice, but they actually make a decent couple.
Who?
Mariah and Nick Cannon.
Are you feeling okay?
They make a decent couple.
Hmm. In which lifetime?
In today's lifetime. This was a couple of years ago. I really couldn't tell. But I mean, now.
What make you think that?
I mean, have you seen the pictures of them together?
Yeah.
They make a decent couple. Just the way they look, they make a decent couple.
Yeah, but how old is she? Isn't she like 40 something?
Don't even go there. That age.
No, I'm asking a question. I know. I'm not from the age thing. I just want to know how old is she.
She's not on 40. She's probably like...
Are you sure?
30-something.
She's still in her 30s? She's been in her 30s for centuries. But no. And how old is she? Like 20 or 7?
Something around that way.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. That's like Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. There's nothing wrong with it.
But just know there's nothing wrong
can
with it.
Can I say one thing?
Oh, I'm sure
of that. I know you don't have a whole lot of time, but I just want we always focus on these celebrities who, you know, don't do anything. But there are two positive things coming out, and like to get those in. The first one, The Secret Life of Bees, an excellent movie. Jennifer Hudson, Queen Latifah, I'm so proud of Jennifer Hudson. She looks so good. She was in Good Morning America, an excellent movie from what I understand. And the other one is The Miracle at St. Anna, which is, I think, if you have to see any movie, that one is the one to see. I mean, it's a true story about African-American African-Americans serving during World War II, and these were men who drove the supply trucks in the dark with no lights, I mean, faced all the dangers. And in the meantime of going through all of that, we're able to still create miracles and save the life of this little boy. So, and these are that's a Spike Lee joint, probably the best movie he's ever made in the history of Spike Lee, and he's been making movies for 20 years. So in the midst of saying all of these things about the people who are doing all the bad stuff, once in a while we can talk about the folks who are doing good stuff.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying earlier. A lot of people don't look at who's doing the good stuff.
I know David Banner's doing some good stuff in the rap game, too.
The what?
I said I know David Banner's doing some good stuff for the rap game. He's got, support groups for kids and all of that. He's really helping out a lot.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of the rappers, they do, you know, do good songs and then they'll do good stuff. But nobody's really looking at that because they look at what the majority that they do. Like, for example, Nas and I think T.I. and Ludacris, you know, a few other rappers, they'll do, like, some inspirational songs, maybe some talk about the Lord or whatever. But that's not really looked upon because, you know, a lot of people look at it like, okay, well, you know, he's just doing his song, you know, just to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, just to throw a nice song in there. Because, I mean, and then that's how you're going to be looked upon if 98% of your music and your work is negative. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how the human mind is. That's how we are. We're not going to be like, oh, well, he did two good inspirational songs, so this is how he really is. All this negative stuff, that's just for entertainment. I mean, nobody's going to do that. So, I mean, whenever you're on TV, whenever you're out in front of people, you really gotta show who you really are, because if you don't, and then you wanna, you know, do what you think people want to see or whatever your managers want you to do, that's how people are gonna see you, and that's how they're gonna portray you. So whenever you try to, you know, maybe actually be yourself, people just think you're just doing something or acting.
That's what a lot of them are. A lot of stuff you see in videos is completely
exactly. All the people are not thugs.
Yeah, a bunch of rental cars, jets.
Come on now.
And
yeah.
Fake chains.
Chains. Mhm. All that money. That's rented money for yours.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, very much for sure. So, that's really true. So we're actually now 2 minutes down to the show. Tonight we're gonna skip the 10 ways you know you're ghetto. The show ran pretty long. So we do want to thank our caller, Derek. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Derek. But before we do close out, let's get everybody's final thoughts. But is Tori, are you still with the story? Tori, T. Black. Okay, well, Tori's final thoughts is good night. So Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Don't believe all the hype in the media. Leave all that influence alone and just live your own life and be you, an individual person.
Exactly. How about you, Derek? What are your final thoughts?
Well, usually I found something very prophetic here, but I'm going to say, Zach, you know I love you more than my luggage. I think you've got a great show. I think it's a pleasure call in every week and to be a part of this. I think you're doing your job and keep up the good work. That's my final thought.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, we
do appreciate that. And my final thoughts would be thank you, Derek, because you do call in a lot. You're like our favorite caller.
I like to talk.
Yeah, and also people kind of like what we've been saying all night is don't believe the hype. You know, all that stuff on TV, it's just for entertainment. I mean, yeah, you know, it does look nice to live in big houses and drive nice cars, but really, everybody can't do it, and it's not for everybody. So, you know, don't go out there committing crimes because you see your favorite rapper or celebrity doing it, because they might get away with it, but that don't mean you are. So just remember that.
Exactly.
And this has been Keeping It. What do you say, Tommy?
That's exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So this has been Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your crazy host, Zach, Tori, and Tommy. And this is XXBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Till next time, people, we out.
Out.
XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, at xxbn.net, broadcasting from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media.